When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy. It's no longer your birthday. How does it feel?
God, was that the last episode? Was my birthday episode?
It feels like
so long ago.
Like years.
God.
Now you're so elderly compared to then.
I feel it. I feel it in my bones. Welcome to the Beach Too Sandy marathon. It won't be a marathon for you.
Unless you're really binging this in a year's time, in which there are probably plenty of episodes left.
Yeah. We are recording 4 episodes in less than 2 days.
Yeah, it's really questionable.
It's because we don't plan things ahead of time.
Not really that well.
We happen to be going on trips.
Yeah, and they happen to lap up so that literally within a 12-hour period, one of us will be leaving town and one of us will be arriving. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just back-to-back for mostly the entire month of October. Mm-hmm. So we realized this maybe a day before I left on my trip. Mm-hmm. And we were like, well, we have this 36-hour window in which to record a month's worth of episodes. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. So if we sound increasingly defeated over the next, or maybe we'll go deranged. There's multiple directions.
That gets pretty good, though.
I think maybe it'll go the opposite direction.
Well, that jet lag episode, there's one where you're jet lagged. Oh. I think we went off the rails at times.
Oh, after Austria.
And I think in some ways it was wonderful. But then I saw one review where they're like, in that specific episode, it seemed really you guys weren't clicking. It's like, fuck you.
I'm going to go into your office cubicle and sit there and take notes on your entire day, single day.
There it is.
And then the second you look tired or annoyed or roll your eyes at Karen, I'm going to write a 1-star review about how you are not at the top of your game.
You tell them.
Yeah.
Hey, why are we here? We're already off the rails and deranged.
Welcome.
This is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
It's a podcast featuring 1-star reviews that we find on the internet.
This week's theme is not what I said last week.
Nope.
So last week, at the end of the episode, I said, oh, we've never done Montana, right? And you
said,
no, of course not. And then I said fitness centers in Helena, I think, Montana. Well, it turns out we already did McDonald's in Billings, Montana.
Oops.
So guess what? We're not doing Montana again. I'm sorry, Montana. We will probably one day. Nothing against Montana. But we decided to try something new.
I've made a big mistake.
What? Did you do all Montana? Are you kidding me?
I forgot I had started my notes before the trip.
Oh,
and then I went and opened them and it said Helena, Montana. I went, oh, I guess we decided to stay with Helena. And I know you texted me, I'm remembering now, but I think I was at a wedding or something. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm such an idiot.
Well, guess what?
I was looking at you even sent me a screenshot of the ones that you'd covered.
Yes, which were all in, here's the theme, supposed to be the theme this week, is fitness centers in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh God, I'm such an idiot.
Wyoming people, you know what? No, because the Montana people would have been mad if we said there'd be a Montana episode, another one, and we didn't do it. So it's a nice mix.
You're right.
I've got some from Wyoming. You've got some from Montana.
Are they like natural enemies? Maybe we can just pit them against
each
other.
Natural enemies, yeah.
And see which ones are worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry. I'm such an idiot. I literally, as you were saying it, I was like, oh, right. I completely forgot. But I'd already started my notes.
Yeah, you seemed very like, man, we were wrong. We were wrong. Oh.
I just kind of assumed we were going with that.
Which, that's okay.
Obviously, we were not.
That's okay.
Yeah, you definitely corrected me.
That's okay. We have proof, but we're not going to use it.
You don't need proof. I'm admitting fully that this was my fault.
Well, that's okay. So that's our theme is kind of a mix, but it's going to be fitness related reviews. And then the
in
challenge.
In the northern part of this nation.
Yes. the challenge that you gave me is to find reviews of a place meant to be nude, where people are meant to be nude,
where
the reviewer complains about people being in the nude.
Totally. Here, I found the text. It was 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. You never responded to it.
I didn't. It was 9 p.m. the evening of the wedding I was at, so I was definitely far gone at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sorry. And then you sent me a picture of Gio, and I got completely sidetracked. So
yeah, so she responded to that.
I did respond to that.
Something.
Priorities.
Anyway, that's okay. How about you get us started with a Montana fitness?
Okay, happily. We're going to be doing a lot of flying around. Okay. This is a review of Capital City Health Club. It's a one-star review by Luke. This place is very strict and is too mean to youth. Won't let us come play basketball, and we can't even play shirts and skins. End of review. It was a child.
You, oh God.
It was a hashtag
teen. This child wants his fellow children to be able to take their shirts off and play basketball.
I am not going to comment on that.
It's too intimidating for the average patron.
To see a bunch of teens without shirts? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. There is a high school near this place called, I think, Capital City High School. And so there were definitely a lot of reviews of people like coming over from the high school and like their parents were members or something. I don't know. So I think there's some weird connection there.
That sounds like a gym I do not want to go to.
No, well, it says they're pretty mean to the youths, which...
Well, then maybe I do want to go there.
Maybe there's some rebellious youths without shirts on.
The only youths I like are the ones listening to this show.
Yeah, we do like you guys. And we would never stop... Okay, never mind. I was going to say we never stop you from taking off your shirt. And then I went, actually, we will, because I think that's illegal.
We will, but for the good of...
Your basketball game.
Yes. Okay. Let's just move on from shirtless
youths. You can't
come
to my gym, teens.
Oh, God.
You can't. You're not allowed.
Yeah, she has a gym in our basement that she...
That's where I keep
She doesn't invite teens.
That's where I keep all my teen greeters.
The greeters are there, but...
That's it.
Not the basketball players.
And everyone must be fully clothed at all times. Mm-hmm. Please, God. This is getting out of hand. It's your turn.
My review is from the Cheyenne Family YMCA from Juliana. One star. Staff was helpful. Hot tub was nice. The lifeguard, however, deserves to be waterboarded, or needs to drink exclusively, pass out, and choke on his own vomit. My dad had no clue how to swim, and ended up sinking in the deep end. Only reason why he was there was because he attempted to get the ball from Monkey in the Middle.
Oh no, Dad, no!
Dad. It's not worth it.
Dad.
I'm like, okay.
That is such a dad to be back.
I feel bad for this man,
yes,
absolutely.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. But... Isn't that the first thing you teach your child? If the ball goes in the street, don't run after it. Just let it go.
Just let dad run after it.
Yes. Oh, true. He's like, oh, kids, you can swim better than me, but let me go get the ball.
But damn if I let you be the monkey in the middle, or if you let me be the monkey in the middle. Maybe he's just that committed to the sport.
It does sound like something our dad would do.
It does, doesn't it?
Lifeguard failed miserably to notice him struggling, and I swam from the shallow water and pulled him up. By that point, he was touching the bottom of the pool.
Oh my God.
Water got into his lungs. If I was in the hot tub, it would have gone completely unnoticed, and God knows what could have happened. End of review.
Oh my God, did he have the ball, though? That's what I wanted to
know. Oh, that's
it really
bad.
Doesn't, like, complete the story, if I don't know. No, that's truly terrible.
It is terrifying,
I'm very
too.
Sorry.
I'm a very awful swimmer. So.
Yeah, I have no desire to be in a deep end, really, for the rest of my life, probably.
Yeah, Allie took me to... the pool, like there's a pool near here where it's like adult nights and you can spend a few bucks and just swim laps. She's a swimmer.
Yeah.
I am not.
She seems like the athletic type.
She did like water polo. You know how nuts that shit is?
Water polo is an insane sport.
It's
It requires a lot of constant
effort. I told her I think that is the last sport I would ever want to try.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't even tread water. That or let alone actual, tread water for.
There's like that and actual polo.
I literally told her, I specifically said I would try polo no way. Before I tried.
You would ride on a giant horse yes. before? Okay.
With a large mallet. Water polo, you don't get a mallet.
You don't.
Or something to ride on. That's the problem. I
That's
would just sink.
The problem.
Yeah. But they, thankfully, when we went swim laps, they had those like
pool
floaties.
Noodles?
No, I did not go to. No, they had floaties like to practice your kicking.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was like, is this embarrassing? She's like, no, people actually use those.
Yeah,
to, like,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, good. I'm only using this.
The Senior Citizen Center has a lot of those. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. But
they did bring over the signs for each lane.
Uh-huh.
Slow, medium, fast.
No, really?
Yeah, I was in the our slow lane became the slow lane.
Oh, and they had to switch the signs around. They were like, actually.
They had to watch and see how everyone's doing and then put them up so that if anyone else wants to join, they know which lane they belong in.
Yeah.
My lane, it was literally just me and Allie. And because of me, it was deemed the slow lane.
Oh, my God.
Understandably. I'm not mad. I get it.
Oh, boy. Well, I have a review that is not about a pool, thank God. But there were a lot of messed up pool reviews. I did notice some of them were really off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a review of a Planet Fitness. It is a one-star review by Kimberly. So happy Laura is gone. That chick was rude, mean, complete lazy trash. She's the reason why people don't want to go to the gym. End of review.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't think she's not my reason I don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah, I have a lot of reasons, and Laura is not one of them.
Laura's now one of them, because I'm like, if I can use Laura as an excuse,
that's
I will.
That's a good point.
I look for excuses everywhere I go.
I can't make it to the gym today. Why not Laura?
You know that chick Laura.
You know, just Laura.
Complete lazy trash, am I right?
Gee.
Yeah, what a mean thing to say.
That is awful.
Anyway, well, that one, this is why I don't
even
understand.
Even if Laura's bad, someone's stooping to Laura's level. Uh-huh. Just saying.
I just don't understand why Yelp says that's okay, but then there's a review like, we had a great time, we bought $5 sliders at this place, and the facilities were clean, and everyone staff was very friendly,
and that's marked not recommended.
And it's like, yeah, not recommended review based on their algorithm.
Yeah,
maybe Yelp,
allegedly,
maybe Yelp needed an excuse not to go to the gym too.
They're allegedly they did
allegedly
they needed that
they needed it.
Yeah, gotta be careful.
I know.
The head honchos at Yelp are listening in.
The second we get any expendable cash, we need to buy a lawyer. Is that how that works? No? Okay.
What?
I don't know.
It's like, I don't know what the hell you're referencing, but I don't get it.
An insurance agent?
What?
I don't know. I'm saying we need some legal protection because we say some dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're waiting for Renee. Renee,
hurry up and graduate.
Up. This next one is a review of the Cheyenne Family YMCA again.
Okay.
This is by Kellen, 1 star. Outdated equipment. Free weights scattered all over. Dumbbells out of order. Dated interior. Staff seem nice, but do not take proactive approach in helping a patron when checking in. Wish there was somewhere else to play racquetball in this backwards town. End of review.
That sounds like an Alexander comment.
It's like,
wish there was somewhere else to play polo.
I'm like, these are very good complaints. And then it's like, I wish I could play racquetball anywhere else. What does that have to do with anything? Like free weights when playing
Yeah, that's a
racquetball?
Good point.
No,
that's
maybe they're
point.
Like, well,
they're probably
don't
a member
spend
so
for
they can
it.
Play
yeah.
racquetball.
Yeah.
That was at the YMCA? Okay.
The YMCA.
Huh. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what to tell you, but I'm going to say, like, if you're judging the town, calling it backwards because there's only one place to play racquetball.
Yeah, that's a really questionable attitude to have. I will say maybe now we should think about investing in a racquetball center for Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is a good opportunity to really get in on the ground floor.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kellen and Kellen's friends. Do you think that Kellen has friends?
Well, Kellen must have a racquetball opponent.
Posse. Oh.
I was going to say enemy, and then I was like, that's not the right word.
It could be.
I don't play sports very often.
I don't play racquetball. Let's say it's enemies, posses, so your racquetball team. I know it's 1v1, but you have a team behind you, too. Your racquetball posse is what it's called.
Okay.
Against your racquetball enemies.
He must
enemies.
At least be a member of a posse.
Mm-hmm. I think he owns a posse.
Oh, okay.
Owns full ownership.
Well, I mean, only the owner can write a Yelp review about. Never mind.
Okay, this is our first episode of R4.
We're gonna evolve, yeah. I promise.
I did see Kellen hit a racquetball into a deep end of a pool, though.
Yeah. Because Kellen doesn't really understand the difference between racquetball and monkey in the middle. No. He just kind of plays both. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere else to play that.
I think it was, personally, I think it was an assassination attempt.
Very, almost very worked. Convoluted assassination attempt on someone's dad.
Yeah, don't take my ideas. I know it's a really good one, but don't take that idea.
For a screenplay? Oh, for an assassination. For an
assassination. You're like, oh, I could write a movie about this bullshit.
I'm
literally like,
I'm going to write a novella. Ooh. Set in the YMCA. God, wish there were more places to play Monkey in the Middle in this backwards town. Okay, I'm so sorry. We're back. This is a review of Broadwater Hot Springs. This place, I guess, was a newer establishment, and so it had like crazy tons of reviews because they had like a big open house, and all these people had to give their opinions of the new location, etc. I think it was created as kind of like a swankier family club type thing where they have like a bar and like a restaurant and hot springs, technically, quote unquote.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So here we go. This is a one-star review by Thomas. My daughter went there today and tried to use her honor roll discount. Broadwater Hot Springs refused to accept it and charged my daughter full price. They blamed Capital High School for the confusion, but at the end of the day, it's just Broadwater refusing to give a discount. $10 is a lot for a high school student to pay just to swim for a little bit. Come on, what do these kids here in Helena have to do? Not much, I can tell you that. Would it kill them to give a discount for high school kids on the honor roll? Really, are they that greedy and apathetic here? Unbelievable. This establishment is greedy, heartless, and absolutely does not support the local community. Shame on them.
What?
End of review. There was no discount!
I guess I figured that out.
What?
What? Why?
Give
why,
your
why
child
why
$10 to go swimming. Whatever.
I mean, go to the Y. I bet the Y
has
it.
That's true.
Oh. After that incident, though. The racquetball incident.
Oh, no.
The racquetball ball.
You mean the monkey in the middle?
Monkey in the middle racquetball incident.
Oh, shit.
That's probably why.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. And you know, Kellen was an honor roll student. That's why they got rid of the discount. Letting the riffraff. Wow. That is... what's that word that we use a lot? Very entitled.
Dumb.
Very entitled. Yes, we use dumb a lot too. We have a wide vocabulary.
We do have a wide range of vocabulary.
That's very entitled to think that, well, was it daughter?
Would it kill you to give my daughter a discount for being on the honor roll?
You know what? It wouldn't. That doesn't
that
mean
does
it should
not,
happen.
Right. That has nothing. Yeah. That's not an argument in my book. Not a good one anyway.
Which book was that?
The Good Book.
Oh, yeah. You wrote The Good Book.
You heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Constitution for Kids.
Yes. Beautiful pictures.
A sing-along memoir.
The one where you have like a weird little speaker plastic thing on
yep,
the side
like
and you
the
hit
Disney
the button
books.
And it sings music.
Yep.
It plays music
it
when
plays
you read.
Where has my calamari
oh,
gone?
Oh, no.
Yep.
That, I did not need to relive that.
It's a bestseller.
Okay.
In Cheyenne,
we're moving on. Not that again, ever. Oh, my next one is of a Gold's Gym by hashtag PH. 3 stars. I need a frat. God damn it. Almost said frat friendly. I need a fat, friendly Jim for now. But if you're a skinny mini, slim Sally, or a beefcake Brian, this place is for you. They have these massage chairs that are out of this world, though. And the place is so bright, they'll be the first ones to see Jesus coming. End of review.
What? That's a first.
Right? That's why, kind of why I picked it, because I'm like...
But how many stars?
3 stars.
Okay, it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I mean,
you're saying it's not frat friendly? Beefcake Brian's there.
My son is in a fraternity. He's on the honor roll.
He's not on the honor roll, but can't yeah, but you just give him a discount? Would it kill you?
Please.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
Hey, at least...
I like that phrase a lot. This place is so bright. Well, let me get it. I have to read it again. I don't remember it. This place is so bright, they'll be the first ones to see Jesus coming. That's hilarious.
Do you think he was very amused with his own creation? Because I think I would be.
I would be, too.
Yeah, I like that very much.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let everyone know that that's a thing. Maybe in Wyoming, it's already a thing.
Maybe it is, and we're just ignorant. Entirely possible. I mean, we are ignorant,
I'm going to try using that, and then someone will be like, Wyoming? And I'll be like, yep, that's me. Cheyenne.
Stop it.
You ever go to the Y?
Oming?
Oh.
Listen.
Wait.
Listen.
Wait. How did we not?
Here I am.
Wow. Signed, sealed, and delivered. That was beautifully delivered.
I'm going to see Jesus first.
The Wyoming. Oh my God.
Now that is good. TM, TM, TM. Thank you. That's chapter 75.
I have no idea how obnoxious that's going to sound, but probably pretty annoying. Very. The clapping.
That's chapter 75 of my children's book.
The good one?
The good book.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we go back to the Broadwater Hot Springs?
I would love to.
Abysmal. Oh, by the way, this is by Lewis.
Oh, hi, Lewis.
1 star. Abysmal. Another bankruptcy can't be too far away. The GM and Bozeman owners must have IQs that combined would add up to a posted speed limit. Was there on a chilly recent Sunday night. Since the outside lighting is poor, I got to see... This is terrible. Since the outside lighting is poor, I got to see 2 hippos going at it in the otherwise nice west pool. Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's not good. In fact, it's very bad.
That's bad.
Yes. Since the outside lighting is poor, I got to see 2 hippos going at it in the otherwise nice west pool. Disgusting. One of the previous employees I chatted with in the steam room really unloaded. Cafe stays open too late.
Ew. In the steam room? Don't do that in the steam room.
No, don't, please.
Ugh,
listen, it's gross. 1 star for a reason. Cafe stays open too late. Had to be open again early. Some nights he had 4 hours of sleep. The sofa near the entrance is now occupied with a stupid Halloween skeleton. So you can't sit down.
Okay, that is hilarious.
He's really taking a little notepad like Harriet the Spy.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Henrietta the Spy is my knockoff version. Yeah. Okay. The sofa near the entrance is now occupied with the stupid Halloween skeleton. So no, you can't sit down if the sofa has more than one person on it. The men's locker room humidity approaches 100%. Limited construction left uncovered. Man, if I was an insurance company, this would head my no-can-do list. End of review.
This was unique.
It was different. It was varied.
Varied and unique, yes.
It almost seems like Lewis had like 3 other people write this review alongside him.
Well, it sounds like in the steam room they were getting some unloading done.
That's true.
No.
Maybe he and his posse had
He's like, why don't you unload on me? I'll unload on you.
You see that skeleton out front? Only one person can sit on the couch at a time now.
Oh, gosh.
God forbid. Just anyway.
Move the skeleton? I don't know.
Just
maybe not.
Just don't sit down if someone's already there. Why do you? I guess if you're gonna unload again, you gotta find a place to sit.
Yeah, this guy, he unloads everywhere.
He does on Yelp too. I've noticed.
Oh God.
All right.
He just unloaded on our show.
He did. How unfortunate though. We're giving him so many opportunities.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Are you gonna go?
I'm gonna read another one.
Good. Thank God.
This is of the same Gold's Gym. By Matt. 1 star. Garbage. If they prefer feral thugs over combat vets, they should move to St. Louis or Chicago. This gym lacks street smarts and is very vulnerable to feral thug delusions. The gold where I came from was very astute and knew what mental illness looked like. These people have no clue. They say they pride themselves on safety, yet people come in and steal credit cards. My trainer was always sick. Very weird and low IQ people. End of review.
What?
I don't know.
What in the world?
This one needs translating, I think.
I think so, too. My old gym was astute? That's not even the right word. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, look, Matt just has a way with words that we don't understand, clearly. I think.
I mean, to even be like, oh, they don't understand mental illness. All these people have terribly low IQs and are always sick. It's like, you need to watch yourself, bro.
Whoa. Sorry. Don't step to this, bro.
You're right. I crossed a line in there. Whoa. I'm so sorry.
The way you're acting, we should send you to Chicago or St. Louis.
I like that so much. It's like definitely that person who moved there from a bigger town.
Or tried to move to a bigger
town. Or that and failed.
Yeah.
And thinks that they're basically have the astution of a larger town. But
without the
I don't know.
Delusions that they have.
Oh, the delusions. It was good that they used feral thugs twice.
Yeah.
That was good writing, I think.
I think so, too.
Feral Thug Delusion sounds like the best band name.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That it really like came through as what he was talking about. Once he used it the second time, I was like, now it makes sense.
Oh, click. There it goes.
There it is.
My low IQ brain is finally clicking.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Repetition works.
Yeah, you know, that's really the only way to get through to people sometimes, I think.
Did you hear that?
No.
Repetition is the only way to get through to people.
We have to say something more worthwhile if we're going to repeat ourselves to get...
Don't move to St. Louis or Chicago. Don't move to St. Louis or Chicago.
No!
Don't move... What?
I don't want to be... I want to say something like, leave us a 5-star review.
Oh, something sorry. Productive. Something that actually helps us.
Yes, yeah, not like something insulting.
Leave a 5-star review. Leave a 5-star review.
Also, St. Louis and Chicago are lovely places.
Yes, they are. I was at a show, a Stranger Cat show, in a waffle restaurant in St. Louis.
In a waffle restaurant.
Oh, that waffle restaurant was so good. And then some people who were watching the show were like, hey guys, need a place to crash? And Stranger Cat was like, sure. And I was like, guess I'm coming along. Okay.
They were like, this is no longer Waffle House. It's a Waffle Home.
Yeah. And then slept on some random person's couch.
How beautiful.
It was wonderful.
What a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Sounds like some...
I'm telling you, St. Louis was great.
Sounds like some feral thug delusions you're having over there.
Oh, God. They got to me.
They did. Repetition. It's what it works. Okay. I have another review of the Broadwater Hot Springs. This is a review by Marilyn 1-star, and there is a response from the owner or the manager. Marilyn gave 1-star. Pools are closed today! With a bunch of exclamation points. Manager response. Marilyn, we are very sorry we had to shut our pools down due to weather. Unfortunately, though, when the temperature gets to be negative 25 for multiple days in a row, our outdoor pools do suffer. We know you understand, because even with negative reviews, you've still been a member for years. We are happy that we are one of the bright spots in your day.
Oh,
end of response.
Oh, I love that. What? That was perfect.
Hilarious. Were so many people complaining that the pool closed, and they were like, we had an aggressive lightning storm. Legally.
Gosh.
And then they were like, and when we do have a lightning storm, we give out vouchers to come back. So it's not like you lose money or anything.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Negative 25, the outdoor pools do suffer. Right. Yeah, like, I imagine so.
You know what? If they want fewer 1-star reviews, they should let these people out there.
They should.
And just see what happens. Just let them go.
Just throw a racquetball in the middle of the pool.
And nope. And then just let them go out there. Have their fun.
My dad doesn't know how to ice skate, and our racquetball ball went straight onto the frozen pool. Okay. Remember that time when we went ice skating and dad literally fell through?
Yeah, that was not good. But that wasn't that in Eden Park?
Yes, so it was like a 2-foot.
1 or 2 feet? Okay.
Yep. But he did fall directly through the ice.
That was, that was not good.
It was alarming,
his
I will
poor
say.
Poor loafers. Let's see. I have one more review.
Great.
This is of the Planet Fitness in Cheyenne by Bobby. And I have a response as well, similar to what you just did.
Great.
1-star. I didn't think they were open. Didn't see signs saying they were, so didn't use the facility. Here's a response.
Okay.
Here's a response.
Thank
from
you
the,
for that.
From the owner.
That's a beautiful story.
Hello, Bobby. It looks like this club is open 24/7. Hope to see you on our planet soon. End of response.
Is that like a threat or like a kind
see,
comment?
It's one of those where I'm like, this is so many layers, and I'd like to unpack
layers,
them.
Layers, yes. Definitely layers.
Back on our planet, so Planet Fitness, that
sure,
makes sense.
Sure.
But like, literally, like, this guy's head is so far up in the clouds that he didn't know if a 24/7 gym was open.
But he didn't check.
Exactly.
Didn't...
So he's like, come back to our planet.
Weird thing to
come
do.
Back to Earth.
Oh, I see.
Like, see,
come
that's how
our...
I read it at
I
first.
See,
so
I
was cackling at myself in bed last night.
I like it very much. Come back to our planet if you ever figure out how the hell the real world works. Yeah. I could definitely see that too.
I mean, also, like, different planets have different times of days, like weeks, different time.
Weight, different weights.
Different weights. But,
maybe if you want to be, if you're too, if you feel like you need
point.
Some boosting of your esteem, you can go to Mars.
Yeah, less gravity. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow, that's really, really beautiful. I'm sure that they really intended all those different meanings to be inferred. Okay.
I trust it.
So I have one more, and it's also it also includes a response from the manager. This seems to be a new trend for the end of our segment. So this is a review by Tina of Broadwater Hot Springs, so the same place. 1 star. Not nothing old to say about this business. I used to think the world of it until I got to know the staff and their true intentions shined out. Stalkers! And then the response from the manager.
Oh, okay. I would see, that's something where you read that and you're like, come on, give a little bit more.
I need to know. I wish.
We need context.
Well, I think this response from the manager is not going to give you much more context.
Okay, but I'm
but
excited.
A little bit.
I'm excited to hear it.
We'll give you a little bit of nuance. Response from the manager. Tina.
Oh,
it's already adding layers.
Manager.
I know. Tina. We have had your review flagged as inappropriate. End of response.
What? That's the way you do it. That's
dying.
Like texting someone, you're blocked, and then blocking them.
You're blocked.
Yep.
Oh my god. I like that the beginning of Tino's review, I got stuck on that at first, and then as I kept reading, I was like, oh no, this just gets batshit crazy. But the beginning goes, not nothing old to say about this business.
See, I was trying to wrap my mind around that.
Right. Not nothing old. Nothing new to say? Not nothing
yeah,
old
so
to say?
Yeah, so I thought it was like maybe it could be a play on. I gave them the benefit of the doubt. That
you
it's
should.
A play on words.
You shouldn't.
With
not Tina.
Nothing old, nothing new. God, see, I don't even know
it doesn't
anymore.
Make any sense.
Tina
I
got
used
in my
to,
head.
It was also one of those where there were like a lot of spaces between words, and then some words like were clearly auto-corrected. Like,
yeah.
So I had to figure out what the hell it said, but I finally realized it said, I used to think the world of it until I got to know the staff and their true intentions shined out. Stalkers.
What?
Tina.
Tina, what? I don't understand.
Tina.
Okay. You know what I think of when I think of Tina?
What's that?
I think of my favorite character in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
The alpaca.
Tina.
Tina, Tina, you fat lard.
Are you like playing something?
No.
I thought you had your phone out. I thought you were going to play a clip.
No.
I was like, I'm pretty sure we can't do that copyright wise, but.
You like.
Tina, you fat lard.
Tina, you fat lard, come get your dinner.
Oh.
It's hard being named Tina now in a post-Napoleon Dynamite world.
In a post-NP
world.
Gotta
go to that gym, no matter how, it doesn't matter, you just.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's really hard.
Yeah, you went by Tina until that movie came out, and then I just started calling you Fat Lard.
No, you did that. You did that ever since the day you were born. Don't worry. That's
I think
why
I stopped after that.
Yo,
movie,
that's why
actually.
I go to Mars so often. Why do you think?
That makes sense.
Just try out the new planet Fitness.
Yeah, you bring your scale up there. You hop on. You
so
take a picture for your
stupid.
Fitness Instagram.
Who's calling me Fat Lard now?
Yep.
My fitness Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys don't know about it?
Stop.
Oh, you guys gotta find it.
Stop it, Alexander.
Does that still exist?
No, okay. I deleted all the posts.
Oh no, that's sad.
Yeah, well, you should have thought about that.
Well, I was trying to talk it up and get you some new followers.
I did have a weird phase, everyone. I'm so sorry. Where I had one of those really basic like fitness Instagrams where I'd post like my oatmeal and shit like that. And
hey, whatever works, honestly.
It didn't work, so that's...
Well, then you deleted it. That's fine. But for me, I'm like, that might be motivation for me.
It would be funny. The account still exists, so if anyone can find that, I'm curious to know. But I did delete all the posts. But the account still exists.
It's a funny name.
It has maybe 20 followers. It no longer has a funny name.
You changed the name.
I did change the name. Hmm. And no one is allowed to know what it is.
I won't.
Because I can't even handle you telling me.
Okay. Anyway, how about we move on?
Can we, God, please? Thank you. All right, I'm excited for your challenge.
My challenge was to find reviews of places where people are meant to be nude, and yet reviewers complain about people being in the nude.
Okay.
TripAdvisor was my friend.
Oh, yeah. TripAdvisor, when it's good, it's good.
Yeah, and it really started things off right for me. Have you ever heard of hedonism?
Oh.
And by hedonism, I don't mean the word, I mean the place.
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
So, in that case, let me read you a nice description.
Is it like a cruise where people are... Okay, never mind.
It's... You know what? Let's just read it.
Let's read it.
What is hedonism? The sexiest place on earth where you can be wicked for a week.
Oh.
Hedo, Hedo 2, Hedo 2, H2, or H2. Two's either with the number 2 or the Roman numerals.
Understood, okay.
No matter what you call it, Hedonism 2 is the world's most iconic adult playground. An all-inclusive paradise where you can turn your fantasies into reality. Experience what you only read about in erotic novels and let loose.
Oh.
Be as mild or as wild as you like.
Oh.
People travel to Hedonism 2 from all corners of the world to live out their fantasies, to escape their inhibitions, to play. Life is too short. Do it now before later becomes never. Your pleasure is our passion. Hedonism, noun, the pursuit of pleasure.
Why is this so long?
Sensual self-indulgence. Synonyms: self-indulgence, pleasure-seeking, self-gratification, the ethical theory that pleasure, in the sense of the satisfaction of desires, is the highest good and proper aim of human life.
What in the goddamn world?
So, that's what hedonism is.
Okay, thank you for illuminating
and
me.
And I found a couple reviews of Hedonism 2 in Jamaica.
So, is it a resort?
Yes, it's a resort. See, I know. It's like a resort. People go, a lot of nudity, etc.
I did see something really similar when I did the cruise ship reviews. There mm-hmm. were some that were, like, I think it was called, it might have been...
They might do cruises,
I think they
actually.
Do cruises.
So maybe this, my understanding of this was it was...
Like a resort?
A resort.
Because it was almost the exact same thing, and it was like, look at our photo albums, and I was like, no!
Yeah.
No!
Oh my god, no, that's, I didn't realize that places like Yelp allowed nudity. There's a lot of nudity.
Were there actual... I didn't look.
Actual... because I was looking at nude beaches and things. Yeah.
Oh,
there were
wow.
actual nude photos.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if it's allowed... Well, yeah. That's surprising to me, I guess.
No, I was surprised, but I kept looking.
Okay. Teens. Teens. TripAdvisor is not your friend anymore. Like I just said, ignore that.
Okay. So here we go. This is a review of Hedonism 2. 1 star.
Return to Hedonism.
This resort is old and tired. The rooms are old. Our AC barely worked, and we found most nights we were better off with the window open. The double bed was 2 twin mattresses of questionable quality. The mirrors on the ceiling were warped, giving one the impression of being in a fun house.
Wait, that is kind of fun.
Isn't that hilarious?
You might as well warp the mirrors.
Well, it depends on which way they're being warped.
That's true.
Hot water in the rundown and, for lack of a better word, icky shower was spotty. One had to be on guard for the possible scalding hot or ice-cold water that may come at any second.
That's part of the fun.
Food. The food was okay, best described by my companion as pub grub. You won't starve. The dining area is old. Old furniture, old fixtures, and the complete lack of rules meant often at dinner, one would be treated to the view of someone's junk as they dined naked. Should be a rule requiring some minimum standard of dress in the dining area. Beach. The beach was nice and kept fairly clean. Common area. The grounds and pool areas were mostly clean, again, though tired. Finding chairs and towels was a challenge. They seemed to run out of towels by noon most days. Nude side. We spent most days there. Fun people watching. If you're a reasonably attractive swinger with some standards, don't be surprised if you don't hook up. We did meet some nice people, just not our types. The grotto was little more than a hole in the wall. Nothing special.
Yes, I remember the grotto. I've read about this place.
You've read about the hedonism grotto?
How do both of our stupid challenges lead us to this fucking same
weird,
terrible, terrible place?
I think it would make sense if they have like a cruise at docks and then it you was. Go to the they resort, were like,
oh,
right?
And then we went to the grotto, and I remember being so baffled. I forget what my cruise. What was my cruise
challenge? It was about someone.
No,
wasn't that where someone? Yeah, well, I don't think it was where someone died. I think it was where someone got divorced.
You're right. Before that's what it was. That's why a lot of people went on this thing after they got divorced and they went to the grotto. Yeah. I remember. Okay. Yeah. This is horrible. Why are you bringing this back into my conscious memory?
It's not over.
Of course it's not.
The quote, hot tub at 2 a.m. is a myth. A lot of single guys waiting for invites. Staff. The staff was okay. Not any better or worse than any other resort we have stayed at. Entertainment. Very typical resort entertainment. Again, nothing special.
What is it? I want to know.
About what one would expect from your typical high school production. What it lacked in talent was made up for in volume. Very loud, making dinner conversation difficult.
If they had high schoolers performing at this nude beach, I'm going to really freak out. This is not okay.
Oh, no. I hope their shirt stayed on.
They were performing.
Doing their basketball.
They were performing like Little Shop of Horrors at the fucking... at the grotto.
Oh, stop.
So bad.
All the single men waiting for invites.
Just really loudly.
Disco. We went several nights only to leave. The place smelled of mold. The dance floor was overrun by naked people. We weren't interested in dancing naked on a small, crowded dance floor. We're not prudes by any means, but after seeing these people naked all day, we didn't need to see it at night. End of review.
I mean, do they bring any clothes on this trip, or is it literally just like, well...
That's the thing, yeah. Like, you can just not pack light, right?
Just like a clothes for the plane?
I saw something else where like the main... And I think it's going to get to that later. Like, some people complain. A lot of, like, people who are working on construction at these places...
Yeah. Oh.
...would just literally stare and, like, gawk at these people.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be shocking if you were, like, brought in for a plumbing issue, and then all of a sudden there were all these people dancing naked in the room next door.
But then I read another one where... Apparently, the bellboy, or supposedly the bellboy, said to there was a couple and said to the husband about the wife, "I would like to see her naked."
Was she naked?
She was not naked.
Oh.
But they were at a nude.
Oh no! Resort.
So that was
what in the world?
But then again, I feel like a bellboy who worked at a nude resort would. Be better about saying things.
You'd think, but I mean, we've learned that you can't really trust.
But then again, who knows? Trust a bellboy?
No, that is not what I said.
Never trust a bellboy.
That's not what I said.
Especially not in the grotto.
Okay, that part I'll agree with. But I mean, the thing that I wonder is, like, I have no problem, obviously, with a nude entertainment, whatever, you know, do your thing. But
you said that very eloquently.
Well, whatever. I don't know the right terminology.
You don't have any problem with it.
I don't. My question is, if you're at the dining area and everyone's and there are naked people sitting in the chairs, I'm like, do they sanitize that? Like, think
that's
about that.
Question.
I feel like it's a sanitary issue.
Yeah.
When it comes to like dining, I mean, not like
yeah.
The grotto, I'm sure you can just kind of do whatever you want, but I
get that. But if you go to hedonism too, just expect the worst.
I'm sorry.
When it comes to nudity.
You mean H2, right?
H2, yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Okay.
With the
Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. Do you want another hedonism 2 review?
Absolutely not.
Here's one from Mike, 1 star.
Go for it.
First and last trip to Hedo. We heard the rooms were old and worn, but the fun at the nude pool. And so, upon arrival, we unpacked and went straight to the pool, only to be kicked out because my wife's unpredictable menstrual cycle arrived and was wearing a thong to hide the tampon string. "No bottoms," the security guard announced in front of everyone. adding that if she had her period, she shouldn't even be in the pool. We went straight to the manager who said, rules are rules.
No.
Truthfully, our 5 minutes at the nude pool was long enough. Imagine the people you would least want to see naked. Old, obese, creepy, drunk, a waste of time and money, not to mention some images that will be forever seared into my memory. Quite the opposite of erotica, a complete turnoff. End of review.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Quite the trip they had, huh?
Mike.
Yeah.
That makes for some interesting dinner conversation when you get back to Wyoming or wherever you're from.
Philadelphia.
I mean, I totally agree. Like, that's fucked up to be like, you can't wear bikini bottoms in this part of... I mean, I think that's kind of messed up if she's like, I have a reason for it.
Yeah. I don't get it any
also,
of it.
You can go...
Personally.
Hey, contrary to what a lot of people think, you can absolutely go swimming if you're on your period. There's like no... There's no... There's not a sanitary issue.
Yeah.
So like...
No, that was... No, that was not right to... say that. Absolutely not.
But then he really did turn it into like a very off-putting rest of his review.
Yes. It's funny that instead of letting out the frustration on the security guard and the actual resort, he let it out on the other patrons,
who are
just hanging out
doing
their thing.
I like how he's like, you would not want to see these people naked, they're drunk and whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you want to see like a bunch of sober people? I don't think so, Mike.
No, thank you. Ooh.
God forbid.
That's a turnoff if I've ever heard one.
Oh, my God. This is wild.
Yeah, so
you really hit the jackpot.
I did, huh?
Yeah.
But let's go. Let's get out of Jamaica.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Not about Jamaica. I'll go there, but just avoid the grotto at all costs.
Yeah.
Please.
So now we are going to... I don't know how to say it. I should have looked it up. It's probably weird because it's in Oregon. Savi Island.
Okay.
It's Savi Island. It's along the Columbia River.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
lovely.
It's nice. Savi Island, and it's their nude beach.
Okay.
This is a review from Esther. 2 stars. Ironically, this beach is better than Walton Beach, just down the street. The sand is finer.
That's not
ironic. A little wider.
Okay.
Just wait.
All right, maybe it is.
I don't think it is. The sand is finer, a little wider, and the foliage looks better. I don't think a parking permit is required. Didn't see any signs, whereas Walton Beach does require permits. But don't take my word for it. Nude beaches are really not my thing, and I'm glad I was wearing contact lenses that weren't fully corrected today. End of review.
Like, thank God I put in my daughter's contacts by accident.
Oh, man.
I like how she's like, I couldn't tell if there's a parking pass needed because you're driving blindly down the parking lot.
By the way, I couldn't see a thing today. Thank God.
Thank God I blinded myself before I drove my car to this lovely, pristine beach whose foliage I apparently can see very clearly. Oh, my goodness.
Here's another one of the same place by Eva. 2 stars. Can I just say this is from over 11 years ago?
Wow.
Feels like a time capsule we're opening up. I don't know why. I get all weird about these Yelp reviews that are so old.
The literal worst time capsule.
Yeah.
It does make you think, because I'm like, what was I doing 11 years ago while this person was like fuming about a nude beach? Just like such a strange...
Yeah, I should think about all the nude people I saw. I wonder what they're up to now. These pictures were from 11 years ago.
How are they doing?
The Savi Island Nude Beach. Where to begin? You'll run into all kinds of people here, from elderly, leather-skinned octogenarians to well-endowed Jesus lookalikes.
Oh.
I wonder if Jesus the celebrity really was well-hung. Bad tattoos, scars, ingrown hairs. And once, my friend ran into a guy here who had elephantitis.
Oh.
There are lecherous, lurking, gross men in the bushes, and packs of Latino men who gawk but don't strip. But the most traumatizing encounter ever is running into your old Bible school teacher all greased up on a blanket with a bunch of other sweaty men.
Stop.
True story. In the summer, I'm a nudist. In the winter, I'm a Buddhist. End of review.
What?
I don't know.
What is happening? This had a lot of religious connotations that I can't quite wrap my head around. Like, she saw...
A little too deep for us, you're right.
Was it... Who was it?
Jesus.
No. Who wrote the review?
Eva.
Eva, she was like, I saw my Bible school teacher. Anyway, I wonder if Jesus was well hung, and it's like, you clearly went to a weird Bible school. Your teacher is buck naked.
Can you please put that banana pillow away from you? Thank you.
It's comfortable. She's like, he was all greased up and nude on the beach. How traumatizing. I don't know. This is just wild to me. This is a wild, wild thing.
The wild, wild Pacific Northwest.
Ooh, Zandy, that was good.
Thank you.
To me. Well, I don't know. Guess what?
Finishing off strong with another Portland area review.
Okay.
This is of the world famous naked bike ride.
Yes.
Happens in Portland.
Oh, I want to hear this.
This is a 1-star review from Carrie. Lewd and lascivious behavior loosely discussed as a cultural event.
Okay.
This seems to be a specialty of liberal paradises such as Portland, Oregon. Must be a weird coincidence. Leave it up to Portland, Oregon, America's newest official cesspool, to come up with something so unwholesome and profane. I'm hardly a Puritan, but when you add up everything in this liberal paradise, you really do get a complete and total cesspool of a city. Human feces on the ground, people camping on the sidewalks, hypodermic needles on the ground, almost as plentiful as chewing gum. With that being said, the naked bike ride doesn't add to the city in any way. It just takes away from what, at one point, was a decent place to be, and God forbid, raise a family. End of review.
P.S. I wonder if Jesus was actually well hung. These people have some issues, right? I tell you what.
That's what... I truly feel that Portland is the place for the extremes.
It must be.
I mean, I've never lived there. I've been there like 15 times or something. I don't know how many total. A good amount of times. It feels like that. Like, it's like either one way or the other.
I mean, even when we read bookstores. It's great, though.
I love it. So maybe I am on one side. But
we are obviously part of the liberal cesspool. But
on that side of it, for sure.
I mean, who cares if a fucking naked bike ride isn't your thing? Then just, like, don't participate. I don't understand the problem.
Guess what? I wouldn't. But go for it.
I mean, I get that, like, it's hipster and there are, like, barcades and, like, liberal bookstores. But first of all,
it's a great place. I don't know.
I know. I love Portland. Ugh. I know. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
I don't know why I'm offended by reviews like this where it's like so clearly I shouldn't care what this person thinks. But I mean, even when we read bookstore reviews in Portland and they were like, they had like, what did they write? What did they say? Something about like, I was trying to tell them about the Bible and
they got kicked out of for a like bookstore preaching
in the cafe or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, So I guess people do they just move there to like as missionaries?
I bet a lot of those people have lived there.
Oh, and now it's just becoming something and they detest.
Yes.
I see.
I guess. I don't know how it was back in the day of like when people grew up.
Because I'm never the type to be like, obviously, like, oh, well, then you should just move. Because obviously that is a fucking terrible argument and it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but also like, it's just weird to write a review on the internet about
a naked bike race. We shouldn't be surprised.
I know.
Of all things, that's the thing. I was like, I'm definitely going to find a negative review.
Oh, absolutely. No, and it does actually make a lot more sense that this person lived there for a long time. Because I was like, if they just moved there, then like they've clearly misconstrued what Portland is.
They have not watched enough Portlandia.
No, they have not.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm. But a liberal cesspool. That's beautifully put.
We love you, Portland.
We do. I love Portland. I've only been twice, but I liked it a lot.
I haven't been to Savi Island, but
I probably won't.
I won't, but
unless I put in,
maybe I'll go to the one down the road that's not nude.
Unless I put on Blaze's prescription sunglasses, and then
there you go. We'll just blind ourselves, and we'll go.
See nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
That was fun.
That was fun. Number one in our little marathon.
Yay.
Our theme is actually, so I'm going to give you a challenge, but our theme is another patron.
Yay. Oh my gosh, you guys, that's so nice of you to be our patrons. Thank you.
Yes. This is Noah. And Noah.
Noah.
Was very accommodating. He gave us his hometown, was like, but anything up there is fine.
Okay.
And he didn't even give a theme. He just really wanted at least one review from his hometown. So this is what our theme will be.
Okay.
Our theme is wineries in Los Gatos, California.
Okay. We got a lot of California natives. I know.
It's great, California. Though. California has a lot of crazies.
And a liberal cesspool, indeed, if I ever saw one.
Who knows about this area? That's what you never truly can tell with California.
You really can't. That's a good point.
I know a lot of people say it's all liberal. It's very much
it's,
isn't.
It's but not. I mean, go to Orange County and then get back to me.
There we go. So, with these wineries, we're going to do Northern California. So we're mostly try to stick to Los Gatos and do as many as we can from there.
Okay.
If we run out, we're going to go and do some other Northern California ones. So if you're from Northern California, maybe you have some new recommendations for wineries to visit soon.
Well, oh, from us.
Yes.
I thought you meant they'll give us recommendations. No. Like in the next 15 minutes? No, I don't think won't. So. Oh my God. Wait, sorry. I'm reading Noah's review. I mean, Noah's message, and it says, "You guys rock so damn hard," which I've never gotten.
Yeah, we should have read more about Noah. Noah was great.
Noah chatting with him. Also said, "Gabrielle, my better half, says hello to the Baron and Baroness, and of course, Christine 2020. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a reason you didn't read it.
It was too much for you. Okay, I have a challenge that was sent in by Mitchell.
Okay.
Mitchell says, love our podcast, stumbled upon it on Spotify and binges it in unhealthy amounts at work.
Aw.
And at the end says, thanks, I'm off to find some garlic fries.
Yay!
So here is Mitchell's challenge suggestion. Find a restaurant that someone complained was too authentic.
I like that.
Right? That can be
That's
really funny.
A new one. I had not thought of that before.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try my best. We'll see
what we come up with in the next 15 minutes.
This reminds me of the one that was like a review of a restaurant in which the reviewer says food in America is better or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I feel like it's going to be similar kinds of reviews.
Like, why is this Mexican not Tex-Mex? Why is it actual Mexican food?
Yeah, where's my cheddar cheese? Where are my Kraft singles on this burrito? All right.
Gross. Okay. Well, thanks,
see
Mitchell.
You in 10 minutes.
Thanks, everyone. You'll see us in a week, and we'll record that episode very shortly.
Bye.
Bye.